MNC News time is 7:31. I'm Annette Weston in the MNC News Center. Michiana's morning news continues. Here's what's happening. A war of words is brewing between former Congressman Mark Sauter and Marlon Stutzman. Sauter has accused Stutzman of not disclosing certain finances related to the private plane he used while campaigning for Senate. And Stutzman retorts that Sauter ought to be focusing on his family right now. And the pilot of the plane in question, of course, was Brad Jackson, the husband of Tracy Jackson, who is the woman Sauter had an affair with, leading to his political demise. Stutzman says that everything financed will be disclosed at the appropriate time. Those accusations from Sauter made in an email sent to Republican Party leaders. Graduates of one Southwestern Michigan school district could be getting a bit of help paying for college. 95.3 MNC's Carl Stutzman has the details.
The bill has already passed through the Senate and is sitting on Governor Granholm's desk. All she has to do is sign it, and Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo will help pay for students' schooling.
The students that live in the New Buffalo school district, which is the district that asked for this, they could be receiving up to $5,000 per year for up to 5 years, whether they go to a college or a trade school or wherever they happen to go.
State Senator Ron Jelinek, who sponsored the bill, he hopes that all students take advantage of this huge opportunity. In the MNC News Center, Carl Stutzman, News Talk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel.
President Obama in Southwest Michigan to deliver the high school graduation speech for Kalamazoo Central. His bottom line message to those grads?
Understand that your success in life won't be determined just by what's given to you or what happens to you, but by what you do with all that's given to you. What you do with all that happens to you, how hard you try, how far you push yourself, how high you're willing to reach. True excellence only comes with perseverance.
2010 graduate Xavier Bolden was humbled to shake hands with the president.
I never fathomed this to even be a possibility. And now that this moment was here and has passed, it's tremendous. The feeling to just know that you've shaken the most powerful man in the world's hand.
Turns out even South Bend's mayor isn't immune to crime. Details now from 95.3 MNC's John Zimney.
It's no secret the mayor loves to ride his bike, but he can't do that right now. Police say two bikes were reported stolen from the garage at his home on Sunday. The South Bend Tribune reports the bikes were parked in the unattached, unlocked garage and taken sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Good thing Bike to Work Week was a few weeks ago. In the MNC News Center, John Zimney, News Talk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel.
Lawyers in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will trim the pool of jurors and seat a jury before opening statements today. And the judge has told defense attorney Sam Adam Jr. that he can only have an hour and 45 minutes. He's known for his theatrical defense of R&B star R. Kelly. Picking up the pieces in the Midwest, as people in tornado-ravaged areas continue to survey the damage, at least seven people were killed by the wild weekend storms. This woman in Dundee, Michigan, says that she feared for her safety.
I felt my whole body come off the ground.
There are still about 800 homes and businesses there without power. Don't get caught off guard when the next storm hits. Text the word news to 45364. All this week, you're automatically entered to win a weather radio from News Talk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel.